It's December 6th, 2015, Sunday. It's 4:15 p.m. I'm coming down from the Cottonwood Summit here in Joshua Tree National Park. The Cottonwoods are casting quite a shadow across, I think what's called Smoke Tree Wash. The plants are dying up here. Took some pictures of them. These are not doing well between this insufficient level of rain. Precipitation and the various toxins and poisons, chemicals and metals and molds and all this other shit that's coming down on us. Polymers, I mean, I don't know. The elites are mad with, they're in a mad dash for The end game here. I wanted to comment about a couple of things. One is I didn't finish the thought of Dane Wigington and why he's ventured far afield into these other areas of cognitive dissonance, institutional deceit, false flag activities, events. And that is, he's attempting to break our conditioning. People in my family will hold to the lie till their deathbed. I see that. You know, it's Alex Jones, a radio host, who I listen to as well sometimes. He said that men, in terms of bravery, men will more readily charge the enemy's, an enemy machine gun nest. You know, so you're charging uphill to a defended, walled machine gun housing that's firing down upon you. You are getting hit with bullets. The chances that, 9 out of 10 of you will die, but that 10th one will make it across, get the grenade in there, and be able to take over that spot. And men are more likely, more willing, to attack a machine gun nest of the enemy than they are to challenge their chain of command, to question their chain of command, to doubt their elected leaders, to doubt their leaders, their officers, the higher-ups. And that's, I guess because we're pack animals. The pack has an alpha. You do what the alpha says. I don't know what it all means. Although, I feel like calling people in my family a coward, and I have done that. And we've had significant interpersonal challenges because of my calling them cowards, moral cowards, fascist zombies. You know, that is people who just do what they're told, believe what they're told, without critically examining it. Because the truth is available for anyone, is out there, for anyone who's willing to look regarding the great fraud. Frauds, plural, perpetrated upon the American people, the Italian people, all the people of the world. Whether it's geoengineering that's denied, but is global in its implementation. At this very moment, or Operation Gladio, Operation Phoenix, these are programs of terrorism, purposefully inflicted upon the people of Vietnam, the people of Italy, all sorts of people. I mean, it's been done elsewhere, but it's to achieve a particular political ends, because you're blaming, you're setting a group up for the blame of a particular act when they had nothing to do with it. But it's to shift the psyche of the common person who is not, apparently, sadly, is not that bright and is easily swayed. And television and the rest has only weakened our minds that much more. And yes, we have the internet now, but it cuts both ways. But in any event, Dane Wigington, whose primary focus is geoengineering and just getting people to believe that the clouds they see above them, that these, what comes out of the jets, this long white line that's miles long and then spreads out to cover the sky, to block out the sun, that, you know what, hello, that's not fucking normal. And I guess people are waiting for the 6 o'clock news, the corporate anchor, to tell them, you know what, look up, there's a problem. And if they don't hear someone telling them that, well, you know what? The government's there to help me, protect me, keep me safe, and it would tell me if there's a problem. And so they don't consider it. And there might be a moment's hesitation once in a while, but, you know, among the more honest or scientifically minded of them, but then they can bury it. And I read a comment, I think at Dane's site, about a girl, you know, whose, I don't know, family member, uncle, whatever it was, 30 years as a structural engineer, some kind of an engineer. I think made buildings and you know, construction, but he was an engineer. He had a degree, and he was very smart and built steel-framed buildings. Erected them. And when confronted with the data regarding the impossibility that some office, you know, a small office fire caused the symmetrical collapse of a 47-story building, which was WTC-7, he just turned away and said, I can't go there. And so he made up his mind that, you know what, it is easier for me to ignore that than to address that. And you know what, there's no real consequence to my ignoring it. So I'm going to ignore it. But what they don't know is the consequence is the same entities, the same interests served by the events surrounding 9/11 have only stepped up their program and are now spraying us nonstop with metals. And this is the decline, this is the collapse. What we're going to see is the collapse of a modern day Rome. That is going to be America. Apparently we're being hit the hardest in terms of elevation. You know, elevated, well, actually, off the charts increases in autism, Alzheimer's, and other diseases related to heavy metal exposure. And then you've got, you know, groups like the Alzheimer's Association that mysteriously are no longer funding or considering aluminum exposure as a contributing factor. And lo and behold, some of the donors, some of the board members have compromising interests, you know, interests in, say, the aluminum industry or the pharmaceutical industry or whatever industry. But the point is that everyone knows that aluminum is highly neurotoxic, and combined with mercury, which is in the shots and in other things in our environment that shouldn't be there, there's a synergistic toxicity that makes the aluminum exponentially more harmful to life. And so by not challenging these smaller false flags, these smaller lies, then now we have events like what happened in San Bernardino, which is likely a false flag event based on the whole Gladio concept. Gladio being a series of bombings and domestic, you know, civilian targeted assassinations and bombings in Italy to enable, I guess, the fascist pro-corporate group, and to weaken the communists, which by comparison were benign and wanted power to the people and were against the corruption. And so they, through the control of the media, were able to finger the communists with acts that were carried out on behalf of vested interests by the intelligence agencies of Italy, England, Israel, and the U.S. In Italy, if I didn't say Italy already. But, and now we have, you know, going back to that structural engineer who thought he could just create his own reality, ignore the facts, and just live in his bubble. Well, you know what? You can't fucking live in a bubble, your safe little bubble, when you're inhaling aluminum and arsenic and barium and whatever the hell else is raining down upon us. This valley is full of fine particle matter that shouldn't be there. I looked across to the Chuckwalla Wilderness, which is, it might be 30 miles east of here. Hang on. Just pause there, take a couple more pictures. So you cannot... The structural engineer is not going to be able to live safely in his own little world. Not that he ever could. It was a delusional, selfish, cowardly move on his part to think that mass fraud and deceit and harm done in his name would not eventually come to harm him. Bite him in the ass, so to speak. But that was the mentality. That's how we allowed the non-investigations of the John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and other assassinations and events. You know, we just let that go. You know, there should be 10,000 people every day standing in front of the White House, standing in front of Congress in silent vigil. Hell, we've got 100 million people on welfare anyway. What the fuck are they doing? You know, it seems like half of working age Americans are on the dole. They're surviving by the grace of government as it is. And that's actually part of the psychological operation. You know, in terms of a percent of welfare and funny money, you know, it's not money, it's debt, but Federal Reserve notes, in terms of the percentage of what's produced to fund war, corporate welfare, and then, you know, the food stamps and rental assistance that these people on welfare get, I bet you that domestic spending, I don't know, I'm going to hazard a guess, it's probably less than 25% of the total. Yet, it gets heaped with all the blame. You know, the people, the military contractors feasting on that unholy funding source, because we should not even be using a debt-based currency in this country. It is unconstitutional, and it's basically a tribute to Baal, to the Rothschilds, to the hordes of hell. But that's where we are right now. But what I mean is there's so, you know, people are propagandized. They think that government's there for them. Government's giving me free money. How can I protest it? So there's no moral conscience, and I'm not sure, you know, then it's the media. It's the Kardashians, it's whatever it is. You know, which is a reality TV show, I think. Just following this ridiculous wealthy family around that just lives in excess physically, materially, just witless, immoral group of people. So Dane is going there because he needs to have people see the enormity of the deceit. And I think he's coming closer to the mark of actually creating a movement than, I'm not sure, you know, Alex Jones, for example. And then I had another thing to share, which is along these lines. I fantasize sometimes about solutions and about meeting these activities with appropriate force and an appropriate response. Appropriate meaning effective, a deterrent. And so, if it is the case that three cops dressed in body armor and face masks, and you know, if these are the ones who came in and shot up that building and actually shot people, and then those who knew too much upon interviews with Department of Homeland Security, where additional people were shot, afterwards, if that was the case, then here's what I would have liked to have seen happen. Because know that you've got an enormous arm, an enormous functioning part of the apparatus of the deep state, of the continuity government is in play here. You have the black hats in the FBI, Department of Homeland Security. They're on a mission to get rid of the guns, among other things, and to just perfect the mind control of the masses here in the U.S. You know, as if the radio frequency and the, you know, the heavy metal is not enough. I should get a picture of this. It's these pink, fucking ugly pink shit with lines through it. Let me get a shot. So here they are. These guys are in their riot gear, but, you know, face masks on. So, you know, they could be Islamic extremists, so-called. You know, because you can't see their faces, so maybe they are in the minds of the masses. But what do we have? We have an armed employee, at least one, with armor-piercing rounds in his firearm. I'm not sure what would be the right type, but he's there, and he immediately, you know, gets into a tactical defensive posture, and between him and another guy, they shoot the three of them dead, the three of the invading guys that are killing the employees of this San Bernardino County complex. And, you know, maybe they're headshots and they have armor-piercing bullets. I mean, let's just say that's what it was. And immediately, before the rest of the swarms of police come in, because they think that it's just it's all taken care of. These guys are going to waste a bunch of the civilians there. They rip off their faceplates. They're able to determine that these are Caucasians and that they're members of the San Bernardino Police Department, or maybe even Department of Homeland Security. I'm not sure, but it's live video streamed. And they immediately, you know, they're uploading that video to multiple sites, including Alex Jones and other people, other show hosts. And automatically, the story that this is an Islamic terror action is destroyed, because that was part of the agenda here. And it's also capturing the bad guys in real time. And all this has to be uploaded quickly, because you've got the ability now to almost, you know, within minutes, Facebook can censor stuff. Cellular connectivity can be shut down on a moment's notice. All these deep state defensive postures or defensive actions, retaliatory control moves, can be put into place, so you need to circumvent those. And maybe quickly interviewing some of the staff, and they're saying, yeah, those three white guys, they look like, wow, they still have their badges on. These are cops. Let's get their IDs. I'm sure the guys are carrying ID with them. On them, you film the IDs, and then you upload all that. And then the story needs to go. Then the deep state's going to have to completely backtrack and rewrite the narrative and say these are, you know, three spies for Russia working for San Bernardino Police Department. You know, they always wanted to kill Americans, and they've been deep undercover for the last 30 years as Christian family men. But what I mean is, they're going to have to come with another lie to explain how in the fuck they're there, because there's no way in hell that the deep state's going to want to admit that these guys that were shot, these three actors taking part in a drill, I don't know if they knew they were in a live drill or not, but they're all taking part in this drill that went live, but they will not admit that this was a part of the drill, that any of this was planned. That would be the last thing on earth that they would choose or allow to enter the mainstream consciousness. And so, yeah, these guys would have to be discredited. And if we have the right video footage, you know, hopefully multiple angles inside the building, we'll see that these three cops or DHS agents entering the building, shooting up everybody, that their being killed was completely a justified defensive act on the part of the people inside the building. So not one question, not one moment of reproach. And the thing is what's so sad is there's so much money and power invested in the agencies and interests that carry out these operations that they would be able to rewrite the whole thing and hang these three guys out to dry and have a plausible story within an hour and move along. And move along. But I know it would really shake up a lot of people to have one of their plots so completely foiled. But what is it going to take to get there? To have a population that is ready to rock and roll? I mean, we have to be uber vigilant, and unfortunately, you know, we need to be in environments where we can carry, or you know, we've got our cameras rolling. You know, the fact that we're you can't be on guard, on point to that degree every moment. I mean, it's inhuman. So I'm not sure, it is a dream to catch them and to, with their pants down and air it and rub their noses in it, because I'm tired of being victimized and I'm tired of, my desire to own firearms and to be left alone and not to be surveilled, constantly and, profiled and put on no-fly list, etc., etc., etc. I'm just tired of all that. It's got to stop. And the cowardice of the American people has to stop. And just want to really throw a wrench. And that's where the nurse that I work with. she believes that our species just may not make it, that the kind of consciousness, and I'm thinking of Ender's Game, is it called Ender's Game? But that other species, it's ruled basically by kind of like a hive mind with a queen. That might be more superior in some ways, where actually collectively people pull together because that's their nature, and the division and angling and greed and selfishness coupled with the pathological um, behaviors of, you know, what might be 4% of the population, you know, these psychopaths. It's just, it's a witch's brew that we may not survive. It's just when you have gullibility and then psychopathology, you put them two together and you've got a fucked up society. And it was just, you know, I think what was that, one of the founding fathers, or, you know, one of those folks said, you know, well, you've got a republic if you can keep it. The message being that, yeah, you might have, you have freedom right at the moment. Right now you do. But it's going to take constant vigilance to maintain it. So that, anyways, that's my dream, that someone inside the building had was prepared, took down whoever it was that shot, was shooting people, had it all on film, and if it was contrary to any narrative that may have been pushed or was desired to be pushed by deep state interests, tyrannical interests, that was exposed utterly. And that the shooters, because again, I'm going to go back, I was looking at pictures, that gal, they just showed her in a kind of a halter top, you know, that shows your tummy and heels, and was not at all, you know, dressed like, you know, some camo body armored person. And, you know, it's very, in that they were handcuffed at the back, in the back of this black SUV, and it was there that they were shot and killed with their handcuffs still on. And so it's very, there's just, if that's true, and you have to entertain it, if you want to be honest with yourself, because, you know, what's that Latin phrase that came up in the court system in Rome, you know, qui bono, who benefits, you know, who benefited from this action? And it certainly wasn't the, you know, the people of Islam or the people of San Bernardino, but the globalists who want to take down America. They certainly benefited from this. And so we need to look at storylines that have factual support, that have evidentiary, or, you know, evidence that is supportive of that line of thinking, that points us in directions other than where the mainstream media is pointing us to. And why does this all matter? Well, if we're going to have a spiritual flowering of our species, which appears increasingly remote to me, but you know what? You have to at least try. You know, maybe we'll get there. But then it needs to, the conditions of safety, prosperity, hope, trust, friendship, goodwill, transparency, freedom, peace. Those are all necessary preconditions for the flowering of our species. Because I know for a fact that contact with unitive consciousness, that the heightened energies and deepened and widened insight that accompanies the state that evolution is driving us to. Require a whole lot of good stuff going on in the material plane, the material, emotional, psychological plane. You know, that you're not going to have an experience of a unitive consciousness that is grounded and continuous in a torture chamber. You know, that's just not going to happen. You want your beta cognitive needs met, as Maslow, I think, would say, you know, safety, shelter, food, security, belonging, some of these things. They need to be in place fully. So, and also the control freaks, the psychopaths, what are they called? You know, the people after the singularity worshippers of that think that humans are gonna combine with machines. These people have no consideration of the harmful effects on the subtle body and the physical body of electromagnetic radiation. Without RF and microwave signals being utilized all over the planet and in the space for the deep state, for the purpose of communications and control and surveillance, without that, then really they are flying blind in their view. The deep state can't function without all this technology. And my experience so far here on this planet is that cellular towers, microwave towers, shortwave transmitters, microwave dishes, all of these instruments and the uses thereof are incompatible, absolutely incompatible with the flowering of the human body, the unfoldment of, well, for lack of a better word, Kundalini consciousness, the descent of spirit into the human body, the incarnation of grace on the physical plane. That cannot occur, that will not occur, while this technology is embraced and promulgated. Oh, it's getting dark. I'm going to have to turn on a flashlight soon. So I just had to make that clear. So my attack of these false flags is similar to what Dane Wiginton's doing, because he needs to have people refuse to suspend their disbelief and to embrace critical thinking so as to not be fooled again and to see the world through their own eyes and not through the glasses they've been given or the artificial lenses they've been given. And for me, the added argument is that all this fraud, lying, deceit, grasping of power is the tools of which, well, both that is against God's wishes, Spirit's wishes, Spirit's commands, but also, you know, the tools, you know, the electromagnetic man-made EMF, the tools that these interests use to subordinate all of us are themselves forms of spiritual strangulation, suffocation of the subtle body. And I have had my subtle body suffocated, you know, since 1994. What is that now? 21 years since my first negative, altogether earth-shatteringly negative experience in that MR, that magnetic resonance imaging machine. I couldn't have been more shocked and dismayed inside that device. And, you know, previously, the preceding month or two, the sun's rays on my body would create like waves of bliss, and it was localized but spreading in terms of intensity and richness, depth, power, potency, from my thymus gland. My thymus gland was, you know, I'd step outside near my banana plants there, and you know, I had a whole backyard full of 11 varieties of banana in Manoa Valley, in Honolulu, near Paradise Park, near one of the most extraordinary hikes I could ever hope to hike. And I would take off my shirt and puff up my out my chest and lean back, and the sun would be, again, it was bliss. It was just an extraordinary sensation. And at first it was just around the thymus gland, and then it grew. I think until that my internment in that machine, I don't know. I mean, I'm just recollecting here, but it was probably a few inches out from my thymus gland. That feeling of amplification of a healing energy, or the sublimation and the transformation of sun rays into bliss. And of course, you know, people are after experiences, and of course experiences are profound, are worth pursuing, but they're not an ends in themselves. They are, you know, just a means to an end. They're, you know, the point of the body feeling love and bliss and fulfillment is so that you may liberate people or facilitate the liberation of people by demonstrating, you know, by being a physical demonstration of grace in this world, and ultimately to transcend death itself, which is another topic. So anyways, Dan Wigginton, I love you. I want you to keep it up. Keep it high and tight in your delivery. I think that's great. I think that makes you more accessible to people, makes you more credible. And I want you to carry on with your work. And for me, just to do what I can in my own small way in this, what do you call it? This little derelict, neglected spiritual path of mine. May both of our paths yield fruit, sweet fruit. Over and out.